الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا كفيناك المستهزئين الذين يجعلون مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون، ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون، فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, as this month of Rabiul Awal draws to a close, let us reflect on the lessons that we have learned throughout this month. Rabiul Awal, as we know, is that month in which the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unveiled to this world. And together with that, it is also that month which the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left this world. Unfortunately, we have become a ritualistic ummah, in that when occasion comes, then we use occasions to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those few days, or at times for one day, at times for 10 days, at times for an entire month. And once that occasion passes, that unfortunately we turn back to what we were, if not worse than what we were before that. However, that is contrary to the teachings of Islam, contrary to the teachings of Deen. As ummatis of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a duty to bring about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Islam, in each and every aspect of our life. As we know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the year of the elephant, Amul Fil. The year that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as the year of the elephant, because we recite in our salah the surah Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making reference to that incident that took place approximately 40 days before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. In that era, there was a leader, a ruler of Yemen, whose name was Abraha. He was a very powerful and mighty ruler, and he came to know of the Kaaba in Makkah, where the Sahaba, or where the Quraysh, obviously there were no Sahaba at that time, where the Quraysh and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the various Makkan tribes from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, etc., they used to make tawaf of this Kaaba. Obviously there was no Islam, so in whatever way they were doing tawaf, clapping their hands, singing, they used to respect and honor the Kaaba which was present. So Abraha did not like it. So he decided to build a false structure resembling the Kaaba, and he also draped it with a cloth. And he began instructing the people of Yemen that they must now make tawaf of his building. And he prevented them from going to the Kaaba. The Kaaba was very beloved to the Meccans at that time. So some of them were visiting Yemen. And when they came across this false building of Abraha, there are different narrations as to what they did. Some mentioned that they went inside this false building and they relieved themselves and they messed the building. Some mentioned that no, they burnt the entire building. Whatever it is, they did express their unhappiness in a very physical manner towards this false building of Abraha, which upset Abraha even more. And now he made a promise that he is going to destroy the house of Allah, the Baytullah, the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Abraha control not only over his own army of men, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him control over an army of elephants also. So taking these two armies with him, army of men and army of elephants, he undertook the journey from Yemen towards Makkatul Mukarramah. On the way, there were several tribes that attempted to stop Abraha from embarking and from continuing on his journey. But Allah Ta'ala had given Abraha such a large and powerful army that they destroyed and overpowered whichever army that came in his way from Yemen right to Makkah. Once he reaches the borders of Makkah, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdul Muttalib, who was also the leader of the Quraysh at that time, he had some animals that were grazing on the outskirts of Makkah. So Abraha captured, stole these animals of Abdul Muttalib, and he kept them in his possession. Abdul Muttalib, now he sees that this large army has come to destroy the Kaaba. So he advises the Quraysh and the inhabitants of Makkah that let's we go away to the mountain now. And the next day he goes to Abraha and he requests a meeting with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great qualities. Amongst the qualities was that if anyone came in the presence of them, with them, then immediately they were taken aback by their mere presence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with good looks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with good akhlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with good character. And if anyone had to come into their presence, then they were overawed by their personality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these qualities also. He was a very, very good looking person. And if any person were to encounter him, then they were taken aback by his presence. So Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, requests a meeting with Abraha, the leader of a large army who is about to destroy the Kaaba. Abraha grants that request. He is seated high up. The moment he sees Abdul Muttalib, he immediately comes down. He is taken aback by Abdul Muttalib. He greets him. He embraces him. And thereafter he gives him a sitting. Abdul Muttalib begins talking to him, and immediately Abdul Muttalib tells him why he came. So he says that I have come to collect my animals that you have wrongfully taken. So Abraha is shocked. He says that I have come with a large army to destroy the Kaaba, and you are worried about your animals. So Abdul Muttalib tells him that these animals which you have taken, they belong to me, and they are my responsibility. That is why I have come to collect them. That Kaaba, that house which you are attempting or intending to destroy, that is not my house. That is Baytullah. That is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his house. My animals, I wish it back. The Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abraha became very surprised. He returned the animals back to Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib goes back to the Kaaba. He cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Kaaba. And thereafter he goes to the mountains where the rest of the inhabitants of Makkah were seated and watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses different means to destroy different armies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to destroy anyone, and when Allah intends to destroy any nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy how he wants, using whatever means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And on this occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used one of the most weakest creation of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ, that we sent upon them birds. Such a weak creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there were so many of these birds that according to some riwayat, the sky became dark and covered a large flock of birds Allah ta'ala sent. And in every bird, there were three stones, one stone in each claw and one stone in the beak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given these pebbles such strength that the moment these pebbles left the beaks and the claws of these birds, they were given instruction to destroy whatever it was, whatever was in their path till it reaches the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. These birds were given instructions to destroy the entire army of Abraha, and they became like eaten fodder. Such was the powerful strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given these birds and the stones to destroy the army of Abraha. Like I had mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his house, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his house. Abraha fled, and thereafter he died a very, very painful death a little while later. So this was prior to the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a great ni'mat, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Majid, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you try and count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count it. Time and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the greatness, the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the closing verses of Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that كُلُّهُ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهِ لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّهِ وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْنِهِ مَدَدًا. That if the oceans of this world were to be turned into ink and you begin writing the creation, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire oceans will become exhausted. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرِ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. Before you write the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْنِهِ مَدَدًا, even if you bring many, many oceans with that ocean, you will still not be able to write and encompass the favors, the ni'mat, the bounties, and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامًا وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another place that if the entire trees of this world were to be turned into pens, and the oceans of this world were to be turned into ink, even if you bring another 10 oceans also, and begin writing the greatness, the majesty, the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to encompass it. Such is the greatness and the mighty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us many, many favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, that if you see the greatness and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't look very, very far. In your own body, how many ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran of one great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a special favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a special ni'mat. And that ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from among this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, very great ni'mat. In one hadith it is mentioned, أَنْتُمْ تُدِمُّونَ سَبْعِينُ أُمَّةً وَأَنْتُمْ خَيْرُهَا وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that you are the completion, you are the final, you are the last of 70 nations, but you are the best and the most noble of nations in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the last ummah to come upon the surface of this earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this ummah so much that by the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is going to be the first ummah to be entered into Jannat. Such a great favor, such a great bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time and again, we learn the favor and the greatness of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the other Ambiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentions the various miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the other Anbiya alayhi salam. Alan li Dawood al-Hadid wa li Sulaiman al-Rih. He tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Allah, you had given the other Anbiya special ni'mats, special miracles. For Dawood alayhi salam, you softened lead. You subjugated the wind for Sulaiman alayhi salam. You subjugated the jinnat for Sulaiman alayhi salam. For Musa alayhi salam, you gave him the asa And like that, the other Ambiya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they have enjoyed so many miracles. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي O my Allah, what you have given me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ As for you, you are the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَلَّا ذُكِرْتَ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي That my name will not be mentioned, except that your name will be mentioned with my name. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. We recite our kalima. Our iman is not complete without reciting our kalima. لا إله إلا الله with the name of محمد رسول الله. And like that in various places in the Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of Allah. آمنوا بالله ورسوله كفروا بالله ورسوله يؤمنون بالله ورسوله براءة من الله ورسوله. Many, many places in the Quran and Majid, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the ni'mat, such is the favor, such is the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that He has blessed us and made us from among this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it does not end there. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the other Ambiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses their names and addresses them. يا آدم أسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة يا وناديناه يا إبراهيم وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى various أنبياء صلوات السلام الله سبحانه وتعالى addresses them using their name. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala does not, you not find one place in the Quran and Majid where Allah ta'ala says, Ya Muhammad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses names of honor, names of respect, names of compassion, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Taha, Yasin, different names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Addressing a person using their name is a lower level of respect. Using names of compassion, respect, honor, dignity is a higher level of respect. That is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and made us from amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friends and elders, as I mentioned earlier, unfortunately we are a ritualistic ummah. We use occasions that come about to remember the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the teachings of Islam, remember the teachings of Deen. This is not our duty. Our duty and our responsibility is to bring about the teachings of Islam and Deen in every aspect and every moment of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ That say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then come upon the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتباعِ رسول. Come upon the following, come upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akrim says, mentioned in the hadith, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. That each and every person of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be entered into Jannah, except those who reject, those who refute, those who turn away from the Islam, those who reject and refute. It was inquired that, وَمَنْ يَعْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Who are those who are regarded as those who reject and refute? Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Man ata'ani faqad dakhala al-jannah, wa man asani faqad aba. That person who obeys me, he will be entered into Jannah. And that person who disobeys me, he is that person who has regarded as that one who has rejected and refuted. In one hadith, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that hadha min sunnati. After mentioning various aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions hadha min sunnati. That this is my sunnat, this is my way. Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. That person who loves my sunnat, undoubtedly he loves me. Waman ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. And that person who loves me, definitely he will be with me in Jannat. We want the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the poet says it very, very beautifully, لَيْسَ أَرْجُوا سِوَا شُرْبَةً مِنْ يَدَيْكَ That we do not want anything else. All we desire is to drink from the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the Hose Kusar on the day of Qiyamah, if a person has that, he has everything. That is our goal. That is our desire. That is our ambition, to enjoy the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the road to that? What is the key to that? هَذَا مِنْ سُنَّتِ To hold firm upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّتِ That person who holds firm upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the hadith of Nabi Akrim mentioned, مَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِ إِنَّ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِ That person who revives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people are trampling and people are going against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. This is what we want. This is our goal. This is our objective, to bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives. And inshallah, if we bring about the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.